This is a FUBAR Radio podcast. If you need any more information, head to FUBARradio.com.
Access all areas on FUBAR Radio.
Radio. I'm Lizzie Cundy.
And I'm Stephen Leng, and I am back.
You are back! Welcome! Welcome, Stephen.
It's been a long couple of weeks.
I know.
I've been away because my mum has been quite poorly, but she is on the mend.
She is.
And she is listening. Hello, Mum.
Hello, lovely Mum.
Yes, I've got... sorry, but tonight I've picked some songs that she likes
Good.
Specifically.
I've got the same taste of music as her, so I'm so delighted.
That is good.
And I'm so glad your mum is on the mend.
Yes,
we
she
wish
is.
Her loads of love and best wishes from FUBA.
Love you, mum. Super proud of you.
Yes, me too. And you know what? I'm following her on Facebook.
Oh, yes, your Facebook friends now.
Yeah, I've got a new Facebook friend.
Lizzie and Louise, new dream team.
Yes, I know. Forget Thelma. We've got Lizzie and Louise. So what an action-packed show.
Yes, we have a really, really busy show today, which is great for the first one back. And we have an exclusive at the end of the show, which I think is going to go nuts, to be
I honest. Can't even believe it. But anyway, we will hold you in suspense. In suspenders. Because you've got to keep tuned, because it is a hell of a story. But we've got so many great guests.
We do. First up, we have Georgie Clarkham from Survivor of the Fittest.
Have you been watching that?
Yes, I have, but not every week.
Do you know what? I've got a little bit addicted. I didn't think I was going to take to it. I take time to warm up, as in most things.
To limber up.
And then I kind of thought, actually, I'm enjoying this.
You were.
Yeah, and I did really start to enjoy it, because I didn't think you could. I know you were a huge fan of Love Island, but
not particularly.
I thought, this show's got something. It's got legs.
Yes, and I think they'll definitely be making another series.
Without a doubt.
And then we have the very gorgeous Louisa Zisman and her friend Ryan Gooden from Celeb Haunted Mansion in the studio. We just saw them outside, didn't we?
Yes, in the little pub having a few drinkies. I think that's going to be an eventful interview.
I would say so. And then we have...
And Ryan, actually, can I just tell you, is the psychic there from Celeb Haunted in the mansion, and he picks up all, so it's very interesting. So if you've got any questions,
he picks up the vibes.
Psychic.
Yeah, not psycho, psychic.
Psychic.
And then at the end of the show, now this is the big one today, I reckon.
I think so.
From Married at First Sight, Ben Jardine.
He's quite handsome.
Quite handsome, and he's got some news for us. So anyone that's watched
Married at First Sight,
yes.
My word.
So he was actually one of the couples. Well, the only couple that had stuck with his wife, Steph, I believe her name was. But he has some news for us. So I'm excited to find out exactly what that is.
This was a Channel 4 show, and he actually was Married at First Sight.
Yeah, you literally turn up, you haven't seen this person before, and Bob's your uncle, Fanny's your aunt.
But
you know?
Can I tell you, have you ever had love at first sight?
No. Have you?
Yes.
You have?
I have, yeah.
With your ex or someone?
No. Sorry, no.
Christ, that was you nearly spat that
sorry,
out. Jesus.
Sorry, I didn't mean to. No.
But you have someone else? I see.
I did, yeah, I did.
And did it go anywhere?
It went on a while, actually, but I knew. You know.
Interesting. When you know, you know.
Yeah, I haven't as yet had that same feeling with anyone, but when I saw, I thought, yeah.
Interesting.
It was, yeah.
I'm intrigued.
It ran on and
we need to talk off
we
air.
We won't say who it is.
So
anyway.
You have also had a little bit of a busy week. I saw you were at the Trick Awards this week.
Can I tell you, the Trick Awards, it's the best daytime TV and radio awards there is, and it's such fun. And
why weren't we nominated? That's what I
wanted to
know. We
should be. I know. I can't believe it. Sarah Cox won, I think, bitch. But it is really one of the most fun. And Eamon Holmes won an award.
He did. This morning.
This morning won. I'm a Celebrity one. But it was a really good, fun.
Was it boozy? I can imagine it'd be quite a boozy affair.
You know what's so bad? Because you're in the Grosvenor and it's dark.
You think it's nighttime.
12:30 in the day and you feel it's 7 or 8 in the evening.
Yeah.
And it's really... You go out and it's light and you're thinking, hold on a minute, I'm pissed.
But did you have a fun time?
I had a great time. Saw loads of old friends.
Any gossip? Any gossip you can give us?
Well, there's always a bit of gossip, isn't there? There's always a bit of gossip. But I have to say, the Love Island... They won an award.
Oh, okay.
But there was Olivia there, but no other one.
Oh, Chris.
Yes.
Okay.
Which was a shame.
Interesting.
Listen, I'm going to try and get those two back together. I met her and I really liked her. I know you're not into it.
I know, but I know who they are.
I absolutely love them as a couple.
Yeah.
I do.
Well, there's been some drama going behind the scenes. He was texting Katie Price at one point, wasn't he?
Wow.
So it's not exactly a...
I just really like them both.
Okay. Yeah.
But no, it was really, really funny. It was great fun. And Eamon Holmes won the award for best newscaster.
Okay.
And obviously he was no longer with Sky and he was up against Kate Burley. So there was a little few digs going on
I
there.
I see, yes.
Saying, life's a bitch, huh? It was fun.
Good. Well, I'm glad
it was
a good
great.
Time.
It was good fun. It was really good.
Well, shall we play a little song and then get our first guest, Georgie, in?
I can't wait to meet this woman.
Yeah, gorgeous.
She's fit as a fiddle.
I'm going to play this one's for you, Mum, Together in Electric Dreams.
Oh, my favourite.
That one was just for you, Mum. Hope
you
enjoyed it.
That's for Mum. I like a taste in music.
Yeah, it's really good. Yes. Now we have our first guest in the studio, the incredibly gorgeous Georgie.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm good, thank you. How are you?
You survived.
I survived the ruthless show that Survival of the Fittest
did. Did it feel ruthless when you were in there?
It was an absolute whirlwind because one minute you're there, one minute you're gone, one minute you're fighting for your place, the next minute this boy fancies you, the next minute he's dumped you.
Who was it who liked you? You had a few, though,
I was in
you?
An awkward love triangle with James and Ryan, and I didn't know what to do because either way, you know, it wasn't going to be a good situation for me.
someone was going to be upset.
Someone was going to be upset. So, yeah.
Do you feel like it's real? It's genuine in these kind of shows?
It definitely is, because your emotions are so heightened when you're in there. You're living with people 24 hours a day and you don't get much sleep. You're at risk of leaving every second of the day. Yeah, so you genuinely...
You can't relax.
Your emotions are all over the place. I'm a pretty stable person and I had a few wobbly moments.
Wow. And it's really tough because you said outside that your legs are covered with scratches and bruises and...
Yeah,
they put you through it.
And the first girl was like... Did she dislocate her arm or something?
Yeah, Danny died. She's dislocated her arm, bless her.
I mean, good Lord, the things people do.
I know. It was fun, though. The challenges were fun. I mean, if you're competitive, it's the perfect show for you.
Right.
And you are competitive, but was it hard with the other girls? Because a couple of them were a little bit, what was the word? I wouldn't say bitchy, but they were a bit manipulative, weren't they?
I think they were getting their head in kind of the game that way, whereas some of us were fighting more for just the girls' team. But I mean, if that's what they had to do, that's what they had to do. A lot of that tactic did work for them.
But you've got to go as a group, I would think, rather than individual, because you're against the boys.
Yeah, well, that was my kind of game plan. I think I really noticed after I left that I think the girls started to panic because I was one of the main ones who wasn't trying to kind of use a boy to stay. So I think that the girls panicked after I left and realised that maybe that was the best route to go to get to the end.
But they are hard. I mean, did they give you a run through with what you've got to do? You know, those obstacles you've got to run over. I mean, some of them were so tough. I thought, oh my word.
Yeah, you do. You have one run through where someone talks you through what you have to do, but then it's that's it, really. I know that Tia really struggled on one of her first challenges because she didn't actually understand what she was meant to be doing, which is why we lost that first challenge, because she didn't know what she was meant to be doing, bless her.
Which is a bit annoying.
Are you annoyed when they're not making, they're falling over, or they can't get the puzzles right or something? You think, oh, for God's sake, you stupid bitch.
Well, I think for me, I just think I'd rather just go in and do it all for us.
Yeah, I bet.
There was one really hard one, puzzle though, and it was like written in Latin or something, and I thought, oh my goodness me, I don't know whether, because I'd had a few glasses of wine at home, but I thought, this is really hard.
Yeah, I had a riddle with Georgia, it was called Boys Up or something, where we had to figure out the codes, and I think we got so close on our second go, and then we just lost it. But your brain is absolutely exhausted, and you're not only physically exhausted from jumping in and swimming and carrying these heavy boys, but the pressure is just so on because you're doing it for your team as well.
Yeah, of course.
You got to look good.
What made you? Yeah, that's enough. What made you want to do this, and how did it come about? Did they approach you, or did you apply?
Yeah, so they approached me. I think I must have been on ITV's books because I've done a bit of TV before, they contacted me and said, we think you'd be really good for the show, and I just kind of went for the auditions and all of a sudden got it.
You're doing it,
and for me it just felt right, because when things go really smoothly, you think, oh, it must be, if it's not meant to be, it's not meant to be.
A good way to look at it. And is this something you'd want to do again, another reality show? What's the hopes and dreams after this?
I'd love to do another reality show. I'm gutted that I had to leave. I honestly, you can see when I left, I did not want to leave. I'd go back and do it again. I'd love to do more reality TV. I think from my stance, I want to represent a different kind of female on reality TV now, and I want to kind of send a different message.
What is that message?
Well, I just think that you can be strong and independent, and you don't have to rely on a man, and you don't have to get with a guy to make good TV. I mean, I didn't get with any guy, and I had still quite a lot of respect and good messages coming out of it. So I think that I'd love to do more reality TV, and hopefully one day maybe be a presenter.
That's the dream.
Natural on the radio, and it's your first time.
Great voice.
You've got beautiful voice.
Thank you.
But did you feel a bit hard done by when you did have to leave? I mean, with the boys, did you think, have you watched it back and thought, that was a bit sly?
Do you know what? I was gutted because they didn't show it, but about an hour before, James pulled me aside and said, oh, don't worry, you'll be safe tonight. And when a guy says that to you, you think, oh, it's okay, he's got my back. So you can see on the episode, I didn't even get dressed up. I just was thinking, oh, yeah, it'll be absolutely fine. But I did have a chat with him and he said, I was saying you'll be safe from the public, not I was going to save you. So there was
what was he like when they were debating which girl to go? Was he on your
I think
camp?
James and Ryan were the ones who fought for me the most. But their rule was to go by majority. So the rest of the guys saw me as competition and that's why they needed me out.
Bastards. Never trust a man, darling.
I can attest to that.
Yes, I can certainly attest
to that.
Oh my goodness. But it was a real hit. I mean, this show was a hit. And when you first walked in there, did you think, oh my God, what have I done? Because some of the girls will look so super fit.
Yeah. I walked in and I was intimidated for sure. There was a few seconds where I needed to kind of catch my breath and think, you're here for a reason, you're here to fight. And actually, the minute that you kind of sat down and got to know each girl, the pressure was taken off you a bit because you think we're all here for the same thing and we're all here to fight. So you understood each other from that perspective.
I mean, is Love Island a show that you'd consider because they're with the same...
Would they cross over, though? That's what
possibility. Who Beautiful knows? Girl, are you single?
Yes, I'm single. I would do Love Island. I think it would be less challenging in the sense that it's more about love and less about kind of boys v girls. And I really enjoyed that aspect of the show. That was probably my favourite part of it. But yeah, I would definitely do Love Island. I just think, I love being on TV. I love talking.
Who doesn't? Who doesn't?
Oh, well, no, I didn't.
You're always on the bloody telly.
I had a big fight.
You did on this
Thursday.
Morning this week. We'll talk about that.
Gosh, yeah, we'll talk about that. yeah, but you enjoyed it. And how was the feedback since you got back? Because a lot of people, I mean, there was Daniel Lloyd on Lorraine this morning saying the trolls on Twitter is really harsh. And, you know, the comments you get with anything. I mean, did you find that, or has everyone been quite kind to you?
Well, first of all, I had really positive messages and I came out feeling a bit gutted, and then I saw them all and thought, wow, I've done the right thing. It's been a really great opportunity. And as I've kind of continued working and continue getting opportunities, I've noticed more and more trolls, actually. My worst one is people like kind of trolling me on my YouTube channel about my makeup and this and that. But for me, I've just made a point of not replying to it because...
No, I think, ignore it.
Yeah, the only person's opinion I care about is my own and, you know, my family and my friends. So
well done.
Very wise. I like it.
Yeah. And I've got to say, because your makeup is beautiful. I noticed earlier. I was looking at your makeup thinking, I love that makeup.
Is
this something that you want to get into, doing the makeup side of things or your own brands? Or
yeah, I'd love to. So I did fashion at university and I did a master's in it. I'd love to do fashion side of things. Makeup is more of just a bit of fun for me. My sister's a makeup artist, so I've learned a lot from her, luckily.
She's
given me all my tips. But yeah, hopefully in the future I want to do some fashion collaborations with brands, diffusion lines, things like that. Would be really good fun.
Awesome.
Yeah. Oh, fantastic.
Wow.
Well, goodness me. So we're hoping maybe...
Bit more reality.
A bit more reality and more television.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, I've got big plans.
And there's no man in the life. You didn't fall in love then?
Well, I didn't really have time to fall in love there. I wasn't there long enough to fall in love. I think it's quite easy in that scenario for things to blossom quite quickly. But yeah, I mean...
And it's quite hard because you're active and doing all these mad things. You probably just want to go sleep when you get in. You just lie on that bed and think, oh... Nice comfy pillow.
Yeah, you check your DMs and see who's messaged you and just think, no, not having that today, no.
You do the same, don't you, Paige?
I do.
Georgie, thank you so much for coming in.
Georgie, it's been such a pleasure and wish you so much luck. Please come back in to FUBAR.
Yeah,
I will. Thank you for having me.
Thank you.
Thank you.
to kicking all that jazz. Yeah. It's funny, honey, huh, but you never had. Yeah. A lot of bone structure, I can make it laugh. A minute to win it, I deep feel the pass.
Yeah, material, imperial, so kick the info. You know, I know it's not about the dough. So baby, baby, if you wanna be my lady, I'll forget the riches and the other itches.
More money, more money.
Santa Luther, here we go.
More money, more money.
Jamma Lewis, here we go.
More money, more money.
Flip the bow, here we go. Ralph T.
The best things in life are for free.
I still don't think they've got it. Let's tell them one more time. Check it out.
Everybody needs to know that.
It's all kicking off.
Oh my God, I'm loving, got my earphones on.
Are we live?
We are live.
Oh, no swear.
Quick.
No, you're allowed to swear.
You're allowed to swear, Louisa.
I can't even get on.
Darlings,
okay.
Come on, I'll help you.
Are we actually
chaos.
On now?
We are on.
Louisa is in this hot seat. She's
sorry.
In.
Louisa Zisman is here.
Okay, I'm trying.
As is Ryan Gooding.
And Ryan's here. Darling.
Sorry, I didn't know we were on the radio.
Yes, we are.
Well, you have come to a radio interview,
I know,
Louisa.
But I thought you had the radio studio. I'm on.
Welcome to FUBA.
I'm out of
Hello.
Breath.
Wonderful to see you. Yeah,
thank you for having us.
And it was a pleasure.
Yeah, thank you so much.
Firstly, you've got to tell us about this show because I was gripped by
it. So they're Haunted Mansion, for those who don't know.
What was it like?
Amazing.
It was so good. You know, I went in a skeptic and I came out a skeptic. No, I'm kidding. I didn't. No, I went in a skeptic and I honestly have come out as a believer. There was some freaky stuff that happened.
Like what?
Like, I saw... I don't know how to describe it because I don't know how you describe a ghost. I have always thought of a ghost as just a translucent person.
Yeah.
I think that's how a lot of people think of ghosts. But I saw kind of mini shadow almost. Oh. And I was like, what is that out the corner of my eye? And then the other two guys with me were further away from me and saw a really big black shadow. And then for no reason, I just burst into tears.
Were you scared?
I wasn't scared. I was really sad.
Oh.
Honestly, it was so overwhelming, the emotion. When I'm not a crier.
No, you're
not. I can't imagine.
It was amazing. I'm sorry, but I'm not a crier.
Oh, you are a bit of a tough cookie, though.
It was amazing because after that whole experience, obviously on live television, Louisa was back where we were hanging out, kind of backstage, if you like, and she was just so...
I was still crying.
She just kept crying. And she was like, Ryan, help me, help me. Is this spirit still here? Because I'm just crying and crying and I can't stop. And
it was so amazing. Awful.
And why? I mean, how come there were so many spirits there? I mean, I heard it was built on a... old graveyard or something.
I mean, it, you know, something.
Or something like that.
Something
where there were like dead people. There were lots of dead people.
I think the thing is, with Woodchester Mansion, there is so much history and there is also so much mystery around the building as to why it wasn't finished.
Yeah. Where is this?
It was in Gloucestershire.
Stroud.
Okay. Yeah. And there was so much kind of mystery around what has actually happened here. And it was, it's a very haunted place. One of the most haunted places I've ever been, and I do this all the time.
Wow. And what was it like for you then, if it's extra haunted, how can you tell?
It was brilliant. But the other thing was, you know, I remember after Louisa left, and I was gutted. But after Louisa had left, there was one evening where I stood in a hallway on my own and
why would you do that off camera?
That was so scary.
And I was absolutely terrified. And I said to the producer, "I'm not staying here." And she said, "Well, if you're scared and you're the medium, what do we do?" And I was like, "You come
run.
With me." And it was
really, run,
honestly, get out,
run
for your life.
But honestly, go and visit. Because the minute you walk into there, you're just, whoa.
But could they hurt you?
They go back. No, they can. They poke you and they hit you.
You will feel it.
And they throw you across rooms.
No, Louise, you're being extra now.
can I ask you, Ryan? Because in my house, I've got a very old house, and this got really sweet.
It's just
neighbor.
Haunted by you.
No, but this sweet neighbour helped me bring in the settee, and he said, "You've got a little girl next to you." And I was like, "Are you mad?" Yeah. But apparently, the history was a little girl did actually.
You've told me this in the bath or something.
Lizzie, do you have lots of things happen
there? Yeah, lots. Things go missing. I'm going to come and check your house out.
You should get Ryan over.
I'll come and check it out.
Keys go missing.
I think you need exercising.
Babes, are you just coming in drunk and then misplacing your keys?
I've already done this story with the thing. No, honestly, it's the truth. And the things do go missing and we hear noises. And my friend said,
"See, that's so scary."
But it's a nice... I feel quite happy. So
well,
I was scared.
I was really scared.
Do you not think, oh, I want to know who she is, why she's here, where she comes from? Well, she comes from the house, babe.
She died there, didn't
not
she?
Not necessarily, because they're still following you, babes.
Ryan and I have been together all day, and we haven't spoke about spirits. We've been having too much fun for the dead.
You've been drinking.
Drinking too many of them.
But you've been drinking to them all.
Yes.
Cheers, spirits. No, but when I was at Woodchester, I did go, and I was a sceptic. And I said to production before I went, you know, I'd love to do the show. I'm so grateful that you've asked me to do it, but... it does need proving to me, you know. And then I saw like a mini shadow, and it was the shape of a person, but I wouldn't say it was
a child.
It was like a child height, like about 3 foot tall. Mm-hmm.
But you can't actually see, it's like a shadow.
It's a shadow, but you can kind of tell that it's a little person. And then I don't know how I knew, but I just knew it was a little girl called Isabella.
Because it was. And the weird thing for me was, obviously doing this, I'm always the guy that sees everything and nobody else does. So I had done a walk round to the building when we first got there, and I'd been down that corridor where Louisa was, and I was like, oh, there's a little girl here, you know? So when I was then, like, watching on a screen, Louisa going, I can feel this... I was like mesmerised. And then I was like, why did you get rid of Louisa? Keep her on.
But what was strange was that I sensed a little girl and I just was like, her name's Isabella. It was really strange. And then later on that night, Ryan and the other team did a Ouija board and this little girl called Isabella came through. And I wasn't there.
Incredible.
I wasn't even on site. I was back in the hotel.
And we did this Ouija board, and where the bathroom was, which is where we did the board, that is literally round the corner from this corridor where Louisa had her experience. And then for that to come through, as well as me already knowing there was a little girl there.
Oh my goodness, that's incredible.
For me, I was just like, wow, like you've got somebody. When I first walked in and met Louisa, she said, "Don't look at me, don't talk to me, don't do this sort of thing. I'm very scientific and I need evidence."
I wasn't being a bitch. I was just like, I just don't tell me. I will like you, but I don't want you to tell me anything. I'm a scientist. I'm too academic for this.
And then for her to be crying on TV, and Louisa is clearly not an actress.
No, I know.
I've spent too much time with her. No, but she'd be a rubbish Hollywood star.
You are so straight. I know when you like someone, not like someone. Yeah. She's too honest. So for that to happen.
Honestly, it was the weirdest thing. And then I also felt this kind of electric current running through my hand. And I said to Ryan earlier, I can't move. Look, I mean, obviously this is radio, so no one else can see it. But I can't move my little finger without my ring finger moving. And when I was on the show, I kept saying, my hand feels like it's electric. I have an electric current running through my hand. And my little finger was just independently moving. And nobody said to me at that time, like, what it could potentially be. And then after the show, a lot of people said to me who work in the kind of paranormal industry said, that's when you get that feeling of pins and needles or a current through you, it's like a spirit holding your hand.
Absolutely. Oh, no, I don't like it.
It was so weird.
Is that right?
Apparently.
It's very true.
This is and really it was weird, like they were holding my hand. I really had my little finger.
But hold on a sec. So you were a sceptic.
A complete sceptic.
Now you believe in ghosts?
I definitely believe. We are going ghost hunting next Saturday.
What does that mean? What is ghost hunting?
Okay, ghost hunting.
It's really fun.
Whether you say the word, it is really fun. But whether you say the word ghost, spirit, entity, energy, we're all talking about the same thing. And you will hear all this crap that people say about a ghost is this and a spirit is... They're all the same thing. They're basically people that have passed over. And so when you're ghost hunting or paranormal investigation, you're basically looking for evidence of of the spirit world.
But which is no one's ever finding this evidence. This is the problem,
are.
Right?
Absolutely. Of course we are. Right.
I am taking you
to some places.
No, thanks.
Come next Saturday.
Because I know how much...
Honestly, it's really weird.
You were very much, this isn't true. I am, you know, scientific. I don't believe in it. And for you to say the opposite now is something...
Absolutely. It was really bizarre, and I'm obsessed now.
No, I'm a believer. I truly believe, and I've lost a few people in my life, and I think in some ways it keeps me going to know there is an afterlife, but I do believe that there is something out there.
I think it's ignorant of us to think, because energy can never, scientifically, you can't get rid of energies. So energies change into other things, but they never eradicate. Mm-hmm. So we are, essentially, as humans... like huge balls of energy. Yeah. Okay, there's a physical side of our skin and our organs and our blood and stuff, but also a lot of us is run on energy, and that energy has to go somewhere. And I think it's really ignorant of us to think that when we die, and that energy just dies, because energy doesn't die. It has to be transferred into other things.
But Ryan, would you say that any of the spirits could have hooked on to Louisa, like latched on to her, because she was so open to it?
Yeah, we were very, very careful, and some of the other celebs on the show were very, very terrified. And
yeah, could you say who else was on the show in case people didn't see it?
So particularly Jay Hutton from Tattoo Fixes, bless him. Jay, if you're listening, love you. But he was absolutely terrified.
Jay, we love you, but you're a bloody wimp.
Oh, absolute wimp. And at the end of every night, it was a case of, Ryan, can you check there's no one following us back to the hotel? And
he was
all
petrified.
That.
Oh, my goodness. And, yeah.
Katie Price was on the show, and she was like, she's a real believer. She does ghost hunts in her house. She talks to candles and all this, like, freaky stuff. And
she talks to candles?
Yeah, it's really strange.
That's not Kieran.
Actually... the candles do respond to her weirdly. We saw that
weirdly,
but she was, you know, a real believer and really into it. And then Jay would have been on the spectrum of he did believe, but he was so scared,
terrified.
And Steve McDonald from Coronation Street.
Yeah. Simon was incredible. And if you haven't seen it, go back and check out the clip of him on the Ouija board actually talking to the spirit that Louisa was picking up.
Wow.
That was incredible.
Yeah.
Simon, for me, being a medium with 10 celebrities, for me, Louisa and Simon were the two that were really actually picking things up and joining in.
Say, did Louisa pick up? Why out of everyone? Is it just because she's...
I think because she listened. Because they listened to what we were telling them and advising them as experts to do. And also they're both very sensitive people, although Louisa hides it very well. She's good at that.
Yeah,
They were just very sensitive to the other side. You know, it's one of those things, Lizzie, where, you know, I'm obviously very open to the other side. Some people are very closed. And it's all to do with, you know, your connections and your sense and your sixth sense and all of that.
Mm. Oh, God,
I now think that I'm psychic.
I can't get rid of her. She knew you'd be here today.
I'm messaging Ryan every day, like, when can I see you?
Well, I know I'm seeing you tomorrow. It's off the bar. Yeah, but it is fascinating. I'm totally into it, and I find it. I mean, people always say to me, oh, no, you've no proof. And I think, well, no, I do actually. I feel it.
In your mind, babe.
I feel it.
You're not a believer then, are you, babe?
I'm not really, but I'm not. I'm also open to the idea, but I need to experience it myself.
Yeah,
I've never
that was
experienced
exactly
anything
like
myself.
Me.
So what we're going to do is we're going to take you out on a paranormal night.
Let's
and then we'll
it.
come back.
Next Saturday.
We'll take you and Lizzie out and we'll come back to FUBA and we'll see if you believe or not.
We are actually going next Saturday. Come with us.
Maybe.
But where do you go on the ghost hunt if you're not a believer?
There's nothing to be scared of, right?
That's true.
Exactly.
Where are we going next Saturday? Where are you taking
me? I'm holding a paranormal night at a place called Christchurch Mansion, which is in Ipswich. So it's another mansion. It's a Tudor mansion. It's a fabulous place.
Ipswich. My ex used to play there. I know that place.
So that's where I'm from. So I'm there next week. We're going to do some investigating with some of the public, and Louise is going to come along.
I'm coming. You're coming too.
Because honestly, you will not leave that building going, I'm not a believer.
How exciting.
We'll see. Louisa, Ryan, thank you so much for coming in.
I don't want them to go.
Thank you.
See, you're going to have to come next week, and then we'll come on and debrief live on air.
I'm quite into the idea, to be fair.
You are into it. I can see your little eyes giving me a
just
twinkle.
Down the A12. It's easy. I know it. I'll drive.
Right, well, we'll talk about this.
I heard about Lizzie's driving earlier.
Yeah, I know.
You don't want to get in a car with her.
was terrifying. Thank you so much for coming in.
No, thank you for having me.
And I hope you're not traumatised anymore from the show.
I was a bit. I'm okay now. I'm over it.
Good.
Hard.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, guys. Thank you. Lovely to see you. Please come back and tell us about the ghost hunting,
yes,
though.
Well, you're going to be there, so.
I think I might.
Is in the building. Woo! We can't not talk about your new best friend, Nicki Minaj.
She had tweeted my lyric and then she put a wig face, and I was thinking, Nicki, you're crazy, because you know that I'm gonna see this and I'm gonna be hyped. And I remember we was coming from Leeds to London and I got Five Guys and I was so excited I couldn't eat it. Like, I couldn't eat. I just felt like, this is a dream. Like, is this real? Like,
and if you turned down a burger for that, that it was a serious situation.
Yeah, everyone knows I love food. Like, that's just it. Do you get me?
Every Thursday, Harriet Rose from 4 p.m. FUBAR Radio.
We've got our final guest in the studio.
He's in the house.
Very handsome.
Ben Jardine.
Is it Jardine or Jardine? How do you pronounce it?
I like to say Jardine.
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 Sounds sexy,
Ben Jardine. Francaise.
From Married at First Sight.
Yes.
Channel 4.
Channel 4, yeah, that's it.
So
that's
everyone will know you as one half of the couple who stayed together. I'm
absolutely
married at first
sight. Yeah, that's it. We
but something's happened.
What has happened? Are you still together? Ben, look at me in the eye.
Hello, you all right?
Hello. Are you still together?
No, we're not. No. That's so, a bit of an exclusive.
So what's happened?
Ben, what happened? You got married and everything.
Licorice all sorts, basically. It was a hell of an experience. Stephanie and I, still friends, but obviously... I look in your eye, I couldn't give her what she wanted and what she needed. And time is, you know, I don't know.
It like, just wasn't working out.
Yeah, like time's a quality time, and time, you don't want to, time is of the essence. It's all about time, isn't it? And why waste someone's time if it's not there?
I think that's very wise. So, well, who decided, who made this decision?
All right, after the end of the show, right, obviously, like, giving it a go and everything, let's do this, let's make this happen.
Was it literally real?
Promise.
Married at first sight?
It was real. Married at first sight, honeymoon, moving in with, you know, as my mum says, she says, you know, you don't know someone till you live with them. Do you know
what
I mean?
It's true.
I says, what's that, mum?
It's true.
But it's right. And at the end of the day, like, Stephanie was a lovely girl, but, and I'm still good friends with her, but it's something that... I just didn't want to waste her time, because at the end of the day, I looked at her.
It wasn't right.
I couldn't give her what she needed or what she wanted.
You made the decision then.
I'm a good politician and all.
Bring it back.
You dumped our Steph. Yeah, but listen, can I just say though, you actually married at first sight, so you saw her and then that was it.
That's the first day on my wedding day, three bridesmaids walked down the aisle before Steph, and I was like, oh, is it this one? Is it one?
Were you pleased with what you saw?
Yeah, Stephanie's a beautiful girl.
Yeah.
And she's, you know, and a phenomenal person.
But that doesn't
person.
Necessarily make a relationship, right? No, finding someone attractive and then, you know, doing...
Did you consummate the marriage on that night? Or how did it go about? Because you're a married couple.
A kiss
couple.
And a cuddle.
A little kiss and a cuddle.
You did that to me in that room.
Don't tell everyone.
Lizzie,
we just did, didn't we?
Yeah, you just sued me. We could get
Stop
married.
Stop it.
Oh, you've just met me. Stevie's going to be a bridesmaid. We've got a bridesmaid, Louisa.
Yeah. I'll tell
Ryan
you.
Ryan be the vicar.
That's it. Good times.
So when did this happen?
This happened like after the show. So after the show, as we do, yeah. We tried. I kind of went back to my life. Stephanie went back to her life and had... good dates, you know what I mean? Yeah. Started off from scratch, you know what I mean? Getting to know that person.
No, you were married.
We were married, yeah. And it's like, it's one of them where you look at things and you're like, oh my God, we're married. And one of the things I didn't like sometimes, I did say this to Steph, it's like, she goes, well, you're my husband.
Quite and quick I'm like, into the...
Yeah, but I need to get to know yous.
Yeah.
And if you don't get to know someone, it's hard to...
And did you think you ever got to know her properly?
I tried, and to be honest, at the same time as well, the way the scientific tests were, I think Channel 4 did an amazing job, and like it's like you did find someone. I don't know. I do say, like, you know.
Were you attracted to her? I mean,
I think she was beautiful. Yeah. And like she filled my gaps and I filled hers. But compliment.
Sorry.
I didn't mean it like
that. That part of relationship was good.
Don't you worry about it.
You need that part of the relationship, though. I have to say.
Well, you need to fill people's But it's like
gaps.
You said it.
Oh, I didn't.
You said it.
My mother is listening.
So
sorry, Mum. Love you.
You got on the lap department, but it was a slow burner. You went on dates.
It was kind of like, let's be honest, like we were at the top of the mountain when we first met. So that was an amazing first date, wasn't it? Your wedding day.
Yeah, yeah.
What an amazing first date. And you're like, oh my gosh, and your family and your friends, all your loved ones are there. And then you got to walk down the mountain. And then sometimes you got to kind of do things, and then we go back, you know, you go to paradise on your honeymoon. Anyone can fall in love in paradise, can't they? Do you know what I mean?
How did she react when you told her?
I think Stephanie's a very intelligent girl, as am I, because we both matched. And no, I'm joking. No, but she's a very intelligent girl, and she knew. Like, I think she knew, and we tried. Bless her. I give 100%, and I know Steph gave 110%. We both tried our hardest, and she's amazing. Do you know what I did say to her at the end of the day? And this is how it is, and this is how I look at it. People's paths are meant to cross in life. and I met an amazing friend and I hope like that we can still be friends.
And now she can be an amazing ex-wife.
Yeah, but you're having to get divorced. Can I ask you? You're having to get divorced now.
Yes.
But
I feel a bit anyhow.
Is she then entitled to what you have and vice versa? How does it go about? Or is
the show are quite... They don't... Yeah, that doesn't happen, does it?
No, it doesn't happen. And at the end of the day, we both know. I'll be totally honest. We both knew how well we've done in life. I think we've done both done very well in life. And so we're both accustomed to that before we sign that marriage paper. We know.
But can I say, do you think? Let me just put my little head on here. It's sad that you're getting this show concept, though it's a scientific kind of experiment in some ways. It's sad that, because marriage is supposed to be the best time of your life when you meet someone, you fall in love, yet it's all going around. It kind of. It's making an arse out of marriage in a way. It's like taking the mick out of it.
No, and do you know what? It's like marriage to me. I'm a Catholic boy. I was brought up with the nuns and that. Yeah.
Right,
really? Same as Lizzie.
I'd say,
we could have one of those weddings.
But that's what we do. And we do. And I've got an Irish descent. So the Irish family. So when your family and friends are there, all my family and friends fell in love with Steph. You never know. But
you never know.
I tell you. But like all I say is, right, it's, you know, all your family and friends are there, and everyone fell in love with Stephanie, my friends, my family.
You didn't. No, I'm only joking.
I gave you that.
No, I'm only joking. But they all loved her.
They, and that's what was so hard for me, because I'm thinking, that's me family, they're my friends, they're my precious ones. And they're going, oh, it's all good. But deep down, you know, time is precious. I don't want to waste someone's time. Mm-hmm. And at the end of the day, it broke my heart to do what I had to do. But, I think you've done it for the right reason. I couldn't give someone so lovely and so nice what she wanted.
How was her response to that?
She was gutted, to be totally honest. And... bless her, she still wanted to try. And she goes, yeah, but we'll meet up and we'll have a coffee and we'll sort it out. And I'm like...
It's gone beyond that.
It ain't there, kiddo. Yeah. And I'm so sorry that it ain't there, because I wish it was. And I've never experienced that in my life, that, you know, you love someone that much. But I'm thinking to myself, how can you love me? Like, you know what I mean? Because everyone's different. Yeah. And you can't play with affairs of the art, can you?
You can't.
No,
you can't play with the affairs of the art.
It's true. And do you think it's put you off marrying again? I mean, how do you feel about marriage now?
I'll be totally honest, right? I was in a relationship for 12 years, right? And I would have done anything for that girl. I loved her. I know I loved her. And I put her on that pedestal. And that's the only reason I signed up for that show.
Were you on the rebound, can I ask?
It's the biggest rebound ever, isn't it? Like, yeah. Do you know what I mean? It is.
Yeah.
But I was vulnerable. I admit I was vulnerable. But no, I wasn't on a rebound. I was vulnerable. And I think Stephanie was vulnerable as well. But when you get to a relationship, and I'm sure we've all been there, you don't know that person anymore. That was 12 years with someone. You don't know him. And you're like, hey, up.
And it's just over, like, in a flash.
Yeah, and they're just like, you're like, who are you? And you know.
Do you think there was a little bit in you that thought, this is a bit of revenge for that ex, it's over, and look what I can do? And
no,
it must have been hard for your ex for that length of time to see you then marry someone at first sight.
She ran away with Stavros, though, didn't she? She ran off to Greece with Stavros, no word of a lie. She packed one suitcase up. I had to clear that house out, cry my eyes out. I'm a big enough man to admit it. I'm big enough and ugly enough. I'm like, look, I pack it up. I had to go and sort other things out. And I sent all of them back to her mum's house. And I'm just like...
She's a bit brokenhearted.
Yeah, and I grew from it. And, I did grow from it. But I've faced my demons since. And I'm in such a great place. And at the end of the day, I've met a really cool friend.
I think that's
what it's about. And you know what? We shared an amazing experience. She's an amazing woman. And I just hope, like, you know, I wish her the best. And I hope she does find that person that can give her what she wants. Because
so you'd be happy if she married again or she gets a new boyfriend.
I'd love to go there. Do you know what I mean? You know?
Have you moved on? Have you dated since?
Oh, my gosh, that's a great question, that is. I've had a kiss and a cuddle.
Right, cut it.
Not with me, by the way.
We did.
Not yet.
I couldn't help myself.
So you are fully over it. You are moving on.
It's going to be no. At the end of the day, right? It's about respect and everything for that lady. When I was with that lady, I gave her 100%, and I give that relationship 100%, and I just want, you know, and that's how it is. And she gave 110% back because she wanted it so much. But at the same time, time is precious. I cannot say that much because that's what's in my head.
So would you advise other people to go on this show?
Get off them dating apps, kiddo. Go and meet a stranger. Let's go old fashioned nowadays. That's how they used to do in the Victorian times, wasn't it?
Get off the dating apps.
Yeah, too wrong.
I'm on one right now.
And go on Married at First Sight.
I'll be honest, all I can say is, and it's about being right, let's be honest, back in that day, my mum and dad, their childhood sweethearts, I'll never have that. And I look at them, they've still got each other's back, and they still have a little kiss and a cuddle, and I'm like, oh, easy. You know, you're nearly 60. Stop it.
But nowadays, everyone's on either on Tinder or dating websites.
I've never done a dating app, mate.
No, I haven't. I don't think I could.
I have.
But
I dread to think what pictures are circulating.
I just
around.
Feel like we're putting ourselves out here right now.
Have the days gone, or where you meet someone at a club or in a bar, and you just look across the bar and you kind of think, oh, sick. That's like, you know, how it was, because it's not really, because everyone's so busy these days, aren't they?
And that's the world we live in, which is sometimes, and I've learned, you've got to take a step back, and that's what I mean. At the end of the day, I thought, do you know what? Let's go and do this. Do you know what I mean? I just feel like everyone's talking to dating people right now.
But the fact is,
see you in the pub in a minute, darling.
Are you happy with Channel 4 because it hasn't worked out? The marriage is over. She's upset a bit.
Doesn't sound very good.
You're
does
not
it?
So upset. But
oh, no,
what would you say?
That.
No, but would you say this was a good idea?
Would you encourage someone else to do it?
Do you know what? Why not? Fortune favours the brave. That's all I say.
But no couples have stayed together. So what?
I did for a bit. Stop.
How long were you actually together?
Oh, since the wedding day.
Which was how long ago? How many?
Oh, it went up to about Christmas time, to be totally honest with
so
you.
So how many months is that? You've stayed together so...
Weeks.
Weeks.
No. But all I'm saying is, right, okay, I'll put it out there. If it was going to work, if it was there, we'd be living together now.
Yeah.
And I wouldn't be sat here, and we'd be going to the cinema tonight. Do you know what I mean? On the back row.
But you're not.
And that's just how it is. But at the same time, everyone's got a yin and a yang, right? But I just feel like in life, I think the science has got it too right, because we were two yings, and everything became
a bit yingy.
And we need a bit of yangy in there, don't we?
Do you think this show, in a way, is a good thing? Do you think?
I'll be honest.
Encourage people to do it.
I'll be honest. I say I had the best experience, and I learned about myself, and I think Stephanie learned a hell of a lot about herself.
Wow, we didn't expect that, Ben.
I know.
You're a single man. We're off to the bar next door, right? It's free.
Cheeky.
Okay.
Ben, thank you so much for speaking to us.
Thank you very much for having time out to have a chat.
I'm sure people are going to be talking about this.
They will be. And it's lovely having you back, Stephen.
I'm
Welcome
glad
back
to be
Fuba.
Back. I am excited to be here. Mum, I know you're still listening. Stop crying, because I know you were crying over the song.
We love you, Mum. Get well, darling. Let's play us out with a
bit of Supertramp for Mum.
While there's nothing there.